The scythe is the result of several elements in my childhood. I was always curious about the reapers out in the fields during the harvest, some of them actually with old-fashioned scythes, not very far from my hometown. At the same time, I saw illustrations in the Sunday papers of the grim reaper with his scythe, reaping souls all over the world. These elements came together, and I put them into this story to see what would happen. That's often what occurs with me. I get an idea, and I let it write itself. 2 hours after I began the story, it was finished, and so we have the scythe.
What a goddamn life.
True, the kids.
For pity's sake, Molly, you gonna try and keep them from discovering that they're living in a stinking pit of a world?
If I can.
And how? Forgive my asking, but how? We scrimp and save and somehow haul ourselves out of that no-hope city, buy us a few measly acres of land, thinking we might be able to scratch together some sort of living where at least the air didn't reek of death.
True.
And what happens? Farm is blown clean out from under us by some mean, greedy wind that'll only eat good earth.
I know.
Now we're almost clean out of gas and miles from anywhere.
Must have taken a wrong fork back yonder.
You're pretty damn wrong, I'd say. One minute you're on a road that's running down a valley like any other regular road, and all of a sudden, it ain't going nowhere.
Hardly nowhere, Drew. There's a farmhouse over there and a wheat field growing alongside. Looks like a good crop, too.
Yeah? But what's a good crop doing growing out here in this wilderness land?
Aww. Oh.
Well, that's it. Just as we run out of gas, we run out of road.
Pa, what are we stopping for?
Are we gonna eat now, Pa? I'm sure awful hungry.
Can we eat, Pa? Can we?
Susie, Walt, you two hush up now, do you hear?
What am I to say to him, Molly? You tell me you have all the goddamn answers. Tell me how to tell my kids I ain't got no food, no money, and no way of getting either.
Drew, maybe in the house there.
What?
Well, maybe they could spare us something to eat.
Begging? Do you mean go begging?
Drew, listen to me. The kids...
Okay. Okay.
Door's open.
Can't just walk into folks' homes.
But it's so hot out here, and those kids will be frying in the car. I'm going in, Drew.
Oh.
Not much of a place, but it's real clean. It's like someone's just gone around and tidied up.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Hello?
What? What is it?
In there. The bedroom on the bed.
Is he...
Better see.
Oh. He's dead, isn't he?
Not long since.
He's old.
Must have known he was going to die and laid himself out.
Maybe knew there was no one else to do it for him.
Yeah, put on his own grave clothes. Brushed up his old black suit and found himself a clean white shirt and a black tie. And then just laid him down and waited to die.
With a blade of wheat in his hands?
Huh. All ripe and golden and heavy. And still fresh. Guess that's his scythe propped up against a wall.
But why would you...
Yeah, something's on the pillow there. Beside his head, a scrap of paper.
Drew, leave it. We shouldn't be here.
We are here, Molly. To him who stands beside me at my deathbed, being of sound mind and alone in the world, as it has been decreed, I, John Burr, do give and bequeath this farm
with all pertaining to it to the man who is to come.
Whatever his name or origin shall be, it will not matter. The farm is his, and the wheat, the scythe, and the task ordained thereto. Let him take them freely and without question, and remember that I, John Burr, am only the giver, not the ordainer. To which I set my hand and seal this third day of August, 1938. John Burr, Kyrie eleison.
What? What was that last bit?
Kyrie eleison. Ain't that Lord have mercy?
But why that? Why those words?
Maybe he was a religious man.
So we inherit this farm, right?
Seems that way.
It's too good to be true. There must be some trick to it.
Our luck's changing, that's all. Look, we have work to do, stuff to eat, something over our heads to keep the rain off.
Yeah, okay. But we don't have to keep the scythe in the bedroom, right?
Right. Sure. Beautiful craftsmanship. Gleams like a great big wide gleaming smile.
Words?
Who wheels me, wheels the world. Who wheels me, wheels the world.
Drew.
What?
The old man. Why? Why is he holding that wheat stalk so hard in his fingers?
Lord, well, this here's the body of John Burr, who gave us this farm for ourselves. We put him up here on top of this hill under this old tree so he can look down, as it were, on that farmhouse where he used to live and those fields where he used to work. The thing is, Lord, we didn't properly know John Burr. In fact, all we know about him is his ending. But you knew him. You knew what kind of man he was, and you know what you want to do with his soul. So, but we just pay our respects to him, and we'll leave the rest to you. That's it, I guess. Amen.
Amen.
Except, Kyrie eleison. Molly! Molly, come look in here!
I was in the kitchen getting some food. There's stacks of stuff.
Yeah, plenty more here, too. See, sides of beef and bacon, pork, mutton. Yeah, I reckon there's more than enough here to feed a family five times our size for a year. 2 years, maybe three. Hey, there's a churn and cheeses over there. And fresh milk on tap.
Oh, there'll be such a meal on the table tonight. And after you've eaten your fill, you can sit on the porch and smoke a cigar.
A what?
A cigar! There's a whole box of them. A box, Drew. For you to have a long, lingering smoke at the end of the day when you're done working.
Then I damn well better do some work. I better take that scythe and cut some grain. God, but this is a big field. Well...
Wheels me. Wheels me. Wheels me.
Too big. This field's got to stretch all of 3 miles to those mountains. And it must be, I don't know, 2 miles wide. That's just too big for one man to tend. And yet, one man tended it. And so must I. God knows why, except somehow it seems important. Very, very important.
Wheels me. Wheels me.
wields the world.
Ruth! Ruth! Dinner!
I don't understand. Makes no sort of sense. Whoever heard of a wheat field that ripens only in separate clumps of wheat that are some way off from each other? Why should it do that? Wheat shouldn't do that. Doesn't do that. Ever.
Ruth! Ruth!
What's more, wheat doesn't rot just a few hours after you've cut it. What good's that to me? Can't sell it, can't use it.
Ruth!
Anyway, got plenty of food at the moment. Shouldn't worry, perhaps. Think it over, work it out. Gotta be some sort of answer. John Burr, can you hear me down there in the good black soil?
I am only the giver, not the ordainer.
What did you mean? Who is the ordainer, huh? And what exactly have you bequeathed me?
The farm and the wheat.
And what is it about this wheat? This damn great field of wheat.
The wheat, the sign, and the task ordained thereto.
Do you know, I honestly believe if I were to cut the wheat for the next 10 years, just as it ripens up, I don't think I'd pass the same spot twice. So what happens if I don't carry out the task? If I don't wield the scythe? What happens then? Well, maybe we'll see. What is this all about? I'm churning milk into butter in the cool bar, and in the sun's in my head, burning and itching.
A task ordained.
I'm sitting on the porch, and my fingers jump and grip the empty air, burning and aching.
A task ordained.
I'm lying in bed, and my arms are aching like something's been cut off but still throbbing.
A task.
This goddamn task! I can't pass this field without looking and staring and watching how the wind bends and tips and stirs the ripe, beautiful wheat that is aching. Aching to be cut. Damn it to hell. All right. The task ordained. The wheat will be cut. I'll fetch the scythe.
Who wields me
each day?
Wields me
every day.
Wields the world.
Cut the grain.
The task ordained.
Think about the old man, the wheat in his hands when he died. No. Up, down. Think about this dead land with wheat living on it. No! Up, down! Think about the way it grows. Crazy patterns. Ripe wheat. Green wheat. No!
No!
Up, down! Think. No! Someone? Who? Who is it? No. No. No, it can't be. How can I have killed her? And all these others? I've killed so many.
Molly! Molly!
Drew! Hey! What is it?
Oh, Molly. Oh, God.
Drew, what is it? Tell me.
Get the things packed.
Why?
We're leaving.
We're leaving?
That old man. You know what he did here? It's the wheat, Molly. And this scythe.
Who wields me? Wields the world.
Every time you use the scythe on the wheat, 1,000 people die. You cut a cross.
Honey, honey, listen to me. We traveled a lot and haven't eaten good until the last month here, and you've been working every day, and you're tired.
Molly, I hear voices. Sad voices out there in the wheat telling me to stop, telling me not to kill him.
Drew.
Oh, God. Molly, help me. I just killed my mother.
Stop it.
I cut down one stalk of wheat, and I killed her.
I felt her dying. That's how I found out just now.
Drew, shut up.
Oh, Molly.
10 years I've been with you, and sometimes we had nothing but dust and prayers in our mouths. And now all this good luck sudden, and you can't bear up under it.
I'm sorry.
This life is so different. It's going to take time. I'll give it a few weeks more. Everything will be fine. You'll see. There's a good girl. You're back from town mighty quick, Drew. I mean, it's a long way.
Molly, we gotta talk.
Okay, I'm listening.
I went to the store to see if there was any general delivery mail for us. There was a letter from Sis answering mine.
Good.
Mother passed away. 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Her heart.
Drew, I'm so sorry,
get the kids in the
honey.
Car loaded up with food. We're going on to California.
Drew.
You know yourself this is poor Greenland. Yet look how ripe it grows out there. Now, I ain't told you all the things. It ripens in patches. A little each day, it ain't right. And when I cut it, it rots. And next morning, it comes up again without any help growing again.
We're staying here.
Oh, Molly.
We are staying here. Where we're sure of eating and sleeping and living decent and living long. I'm not starving my children down again. Ever.
John Burr? I've come back again, and I'll keep coming back here to your grave hoping for some sort of answer.
I am only the giver.
If you won't tell me, let me tell you. You work the field all your life because you had to, am I right?
Only the giver.
And then, Christ. There's your answer. A little single sprout of wheat growing right there in the center of your grave. Where did that come from? From the wheat stalk you were holding in your hands a few weeks ago. That same sprout, reborn.
The wheat, the scythe, the task ordained.
One day when you were working in the field, you came across your own life growing there. You cut it. And you went home, put on your grave clothes, and your heart gave out, and you died. That's how it was, wasn't it? And you passed the land on to me, and when I die, I'm supposed to hand it on to someone else. How long a time has this been going on? With nobody knowing about this field and its use except the man with the scythe.
Only the giver. Not the ordainer.
I must go to work.
Kyrie eleison.
Swing up. Swing down.
Damn. Wheels me. Wheels the world.
I'm the wielder of the scythe. Me. Drew Erickson, the wielder of the scythe, who wields me, wields the world. Swing up, swing down, up, down, the wheat, the scythe, the task ordained, mine,
My way of getting food and housing for the family after all these years. Swing up, swing down. Up, down. Swing up. Oh, my God. There they are. Right there in the wheat. Susie, Walt, it's all right. Now that I've found you all, now that I know you're all out here, I know what I have to do.
True, you made me jump. You quit early today.
Yeah, today and for good.
What? And what are you doing with that thing in the house?
I'm locking this goddamn side in the cellar. And that's where it's going to stay. I'm putting the key away where no one but me can ever find it. All right?
But, honey, why?
What's more, I got to stay here all my life. So long as I live, because I'm damned if I'm handing this field over to some stranger to cut, and that's that.
True.
Nobody's ever going to cut that wheat field again. Understand me, Molly? Nobody, never. Not me. Not nobody.
Honey, about the field.
Yeah. What about it?
So many weeks since you stopped going out there, since you locked up the side. It needs cutting. You do know that, don't you, Drew? Parts of it need cutting now.
Wheels me. Wheels the world.
What'll happen to the world if you never go back into that field?
Molly?
Yeah?
Nothing.
Turn out the lamp.
Doing out here in the middle of the night? I didn't want to come back here. I know there's people out there ripe for death, but I don't want to kill anymore. If I work with the scythe, I'll have to kill Molly and the kids. Oh, don't ask me to do that. Christ, what's that? Oh no, the house. Oh no, Molly, Walt, Susie. Gone. All gone. Nothing. Nothing left. Molly. Molly, I loved you so much. Molly? Molly? You're here. You're here. Molly, you're not dead. I don't understand. Molly? Wake up. Wake up. Come on. What's the matter with you? No. I don't believe it. Oh, Christ. The kids. The kids. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Kids. Susie. Well, Molly. The kids. They're all right. Kids. Wake up. Wait. Why won't you wake up? Of course. The wheat, the scythe, the task ordained. You should have died yesterday in the fire. now the house is gone, and you're... You're not dead. Not alive.
Who wields me? Wields the world.
And all over the world, thousands of others. Victims of fires, accidents, illnesses, diseases. Waiting. Waiting. Not able to live. Not able to die. All because of me. Thinking I could stop working with the scythe. Oh, Molly, my dear one. Susie. Walt. Oh, please forgive me. Forgive me for what I have done. And for what I must do now. All right, then. I'll use the scythe. I'll use it and I'll stop for no one. Who wields me, wields the world. Well, I shall wield the scythe. I'll swing and cut and cut and slash and hack, and I won't ever stop. Molly, Susie, Walt... If the field needs harvesting, I shall harvest it. Every single standing stalk of it, however it grows, ready or not to meet the blade, I shall harvest it all, the ripe and the green. Listen, world! Wake up! Wake up and tremble! I curse you! It is harvest time, and I am the harvester, the goddamn reaper of death. Kyrie eleison!
The Scythe is perhaps one of my darker stories. In The Scythe, Drew was played by John Garazio, Molly by Brianne Glasgow, and John Burr by Hugh Dixon. Susie was played by Barbara Barnes and Walt by Barclay Wright. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Scythe was written by me, Ray Bradbury, and the radio adaptation was the work of Brian Sibley, and that script was directed in London by Tabitha Potts. Next week's story is also about country matters. That ever-present companion in the country, in the rustling leaves and bending grasses, is the wind. Do join me for that, my next tale of the bizarre.